Prime Time replay from Money FM 89.3.
Now, no annual award better honors the bold ambition of Singapore's young businesses under 10 years old than the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organized by Singapore Press Holdings Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. 2019 marks 12 years of the award's celebration of business innovation, resilience, and excellence in SMEs, the bedrock of the Singapore economy.
Since 2008, the award has been empowering startups and young enterprises with both recognition and resources to take flight and achieve stellar growth. Well, today, we chat with one of the 15 finalists in contention for this year's award to find out what makes them tick.
Tech startup Trumis, which aims to simplify operations and provide supply chain visibility for its clients, as supply chain logistics is one of the most fragmented businesses in the world. Its co-founder is Kevin Lim, and he joins us today from Trumis. Welcome to the show, Kevin.
Hey, welcome everyone. Good evening, Singapore. It's glad to be here.
Happy to have you, Kevin. Now, describe the current state of supply chain logistics. You're talking about simplifying operations, providing visibility for your clients, etc. What's it looking like now, though?
Okay, so the process of supply chains actually is just about the sequence of moving things from production to distribution for large MNCs, right? So the current digital supply chain and logistics automation is really well funded. So we have a lot of big initiatives bringing to bear new technologies. So back in 2018, I think the total spend for the entire sector is about $93 billion. So we're really looking at from automation all the way to digital technologies. So we've been on this like digitization map for about 20 years. So and we're actually going to see a move from digitization to digitalization. So what do we mean by that? So digitalization really means the rethinking of core business processes by these large MNC corporates, and really providing technology to really redefine the way they conduct business.
Yeah.
So yeah, supply chains are really complex, right? So the current state of things is to send something from point A to point B, you have maybe about 20 people across different organizations really collaborating to actually move these physical products, right? And you have like these global databases and also smaller operations that, you know, really edit about 200 times. So the ability to, you know, put like a custom clearance document or, you know, generate a certain, like say for Singapore, if we're importing something, our customs will actually send a notification to the importer saying, hey, you know, this this particular item has cleared customs, you know, you have to go and, you know, get your local haulage company to pull it up and bring it back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So that's the current state.
Mm-hmm. Help us out with the definitions of digitization and digitalization. We always thought the two were interchangeable, but it's not.
It's not. So digitization is basically, you know, taking like a 2D newspaper and then just putting it online, right? So for example, in press holdings, right?
Yeah.
But really, digitalization of press includes like all these new medias, right? How do you build ecosystem of like influencers and the ability to cross market and have this omni-channel? Mm-hmm. So we're going to see this echo out throughout the supply chain industry. Mm. So we're actually going to see a lot of like smaller business networks start being participating in this larger ecosystem. So it's going to be like a multi-enterprise collaboration on these platforms.
Mm-hmm. So tell us, what was the genesis of Trumis?
Oh, really interesting topic.
So we do have limited time, though, yeah. Kevin, so you might want to try and keep it.
Sure.
Yeah.
So back in the day, we were focused mainly on adopting new technologies over in last mile fulfillment. So we're really looking into technologies like blockchain and how that, you know, underpins this sharing of data across different players, right? So, you know, from your merchants to your last mile fulfillment providers. Then we started participating a lot in some events, and we got linked up to, you know, some large MNCs to say, hey, you know, we actually have this issue of like being able to move documentations across our supply chain partners. So we're really good. We have like all these enterprise resource planning or ERP systems that are really good at like forecasting, but like the collaborative tools are still kind of stuck back in the ages. So there's like email, you know, different platforms to go and pull out the data. So really, you know, they were looking for like a one-stop, a single window to quarterback all of these different activities. So we got started with an early adopter program with MNC, so that was back in Jan, and then, you know, we've been pushing functions and, you know, constantly improving our product ever since then.
How are you fitting into the whole digitalization of this entire chain? Because that obviously as you mentioned, sounds a lot more complicated than just digitizing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's a beautiful question. So thanks, Howie. So we are really working on a whole host of global programs. So it's not like we're building the solutions by ourselves. So we are building this in concert with large manufacturers, MNCs, that have great footprint all over the region, and their supply chain partners. So they could be really big carriers, which are also MNCs in their own rights, and also like smaller local players. So like the custom brokers, the guy who does the filing, you know, it's really localized business, and also like the haulage companies. So there's this big gap of technological competencies where we actually come in and bridge, right? So we're building the solution to actually to be able to connect up this layer, to be able to transmit the messages in a really effective manner. Yeah.
And that's why Tramez, right?
Yeah.
Transmit message.
Okay. So how does Tramez simplify operations and provide supply chain visibility for your clients?
Okay, so we really look at three main factors. So the first thing being the scheduling. So how do we actually plan and, you know, have this like JIT way of picking up items and also sending documents? The second part that we're looking at is actually visibility. So how do you pull from global data sources like, you know, carrier sites or say really cool like AIS data where you can, you know, pinpoint where the ship is and be able to provide this information in real time to the entire supply chain partners? And lastly, it has to do with collaboration. So a lot of the times, documentations need to be shared and also translated, right? So how are we able to, you know, we're a pretty diverse set of individuals over here in ASEAN, right? So the adoption of like new technologies, like chat applications with auto-translate, you know, help people better understand.
Translating into different languages, you mean?
And because traditionally, some of the cool features we do, you know, most cases, they're just like sending emails. Mm. Now we have a dedicated chat specifically to collaborate across this particular shipment.
Yeah.
And, you know, different parties can come in at a different time. Think of it like a WhatsApp channel, but for shipping, right? So you can, you know, upload the docs, and then once everything's done, all the analysis is sent to all of the supply chain partners. So it's a really good way to centralize.
See, it all sounds so easy, yes, Kevin, and what you're doing at Tramez, but how you came up with it was probably quite the challenge. To make things simple sounds easy enough, but I'm sure it wasn't. What was the process like? How challenging was it?
Okay, so I mean, it's a really fulfilling journey. So a good thing about, you know, being in Singapore and being around all these great multinationals, we really do get to work on the product, not just in our own little cave. We're actually employing a lot of new design thinking methodologies and collaborative development, right? So we're focused mainly on delivering functionality based off what our clients want. So it's really good because, you know, we get to push something new and then get the feedback immediately. And then we can, you know, modify and improve the entire process for not just our clients, but their partners.
Mm-hmm. Mm. And Kevin, Tramez is barely a year old, but how has it been so far? What's the feedback at this moment?
Well, feedback is mostly positive. I think there is this general trend, which we are pegging on, to be able to bring digitalization to the supply chain industry. But I know a couple quick tips that we also learned internally was like, hey, number one, we have to, you know, onboard an ecosystem of partners really early on. And, you know, working with MNCs is not as simple as getting a project sponsor, right? We still have to work on fostering collaboration across functions, across geographical distance, right? Because at the end, this is a globalization product. So we're really fortunate to be able to, you know, have this global DNA just straight up implanted or transplanted into our processes from working with these MNCs. So, and obviously, you know, we really data-focused organization. So really, you know, making sense of data for all of the different participants. Mm. So, you know, you have big MNCs on one side who are really good at this stuff, but you also have to make sure that, you know, the local partners are actually, you know, making the best use of their time, their resources. How do we use technology to, you know, grow their pie, make sure that, you know, revenues are secure, make sure that operations are conducted in an efficient manner.
Mm. Mm. As mentioned, you're one of the nominees for this year's Emerging Enterprise Award. What came up for you during the nomination process? What have you learned so far?
Well, I mean, Emerging Enterprise Award by OCBC, it is a business award, right? So it's really good to, you know, pitch the entire solution, not just to, you know, supply chain professionals, but also people from all walks of life, you know, from auditors to bankers to government officials. So that really sort of like validated the process that we had. So thank God we're in the top 15, right? But also I think a lot of it has that surfaced was like, hey, questions on scalability, questions on how do you, you know, really bring this innovation to the smaller guys. So I think that really crystallized it for us. Like, hey, what is the real pain point and how do we, you know, use technology to grow the pie? Yeah. So like the current thought process is like, hey, traditional businesses view technology as very disruptive, right? Oh, they're going to erode the market share. Oh, you know, it comes to a certain amount of reskilling. So through that engagement, we know how to, you know, approach those topics and really think about skill.
And this is the most glamorous of industries, nor the easiest as well, to change and transform, Kevin. How have you stayed the course and what keeps you going?
Well, it's really our clients, right? So essentially, we feel that, you know, technology, as somebody who's a huge fan of technology, is not a zero-sum game. So we're really excited to, you know, utilize technology to grow the pie. So we have to spread the message. I think that's one key thing for us. How do you adopt all these new nascent technologies to actually grow the ecosystem? How you grow trust? How do you, you know, secure better industry processes and business processes?
Feels like such an uphill task though, Kevin, because the industry and the whole sector is so fragmented and then people are at different levels of digitalization and digitization for that matter, right?
Well, I think it's also about community. So the good thing or what we really focus on is actually, you know, this trickle-down economy of technology. So we, you know, hey, we know 2018 they spent close to $100 billion in all these R&D. We have to, you know, plug all these global initiatives and make it accessible for people. So that's what excites us, right?
Tromez is one of the finalists of the Emerging Enterprise Award. We've been speaking with Kevin Lim, who is co-founder there, and the Emerging Enterprise Award, jointly organized by Singapore Press Holdings, Financial Daily, The Business Times, and Asia's best SME bank, OCBC Bank. This award supports the bold ambitions of young businesses. It recognizes their achievements and also offers them networking opportunities and needed resources to continue growing. Kevin, thank you so much.
Thank you.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SBH Radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.